relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I'm not upset at the criminals because they're just reacting to the incentives. Criminals criminalize. It's those. It's AOC. It's the leftist DAs, the far left activists who provide the incentives. No bail, no cash bail is one of them. But I'm also got, I this caused me to go back and read this, some of the stuff that's out about these smash and grab. There's also, we got to lay a lot of blame on the virtue signaling companies who, when this crap went down, said that they were supporting the activists and that property destruction wasn't violent.
Who is to blame? The great Greg Gutfeld making a very good point that criminals will be criminals, but who encouraged them to do that? Is it the AOCs of the world? Who better to ask than somebody who's written the book Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot? He is a DC flamethrower in the best way, former Weapons Special Forces Green Beret. He is the president of the Security Studies Group, and he's in studio one-on-one. Jim Hansen, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
So much to discuss, so much territory to cover. Let's start at the beginning of... Well, let's start at the last 48 hours. We have the mainstream media desperately trying to convince us, Jim, that Putin couldn't look into Sleepy Joe's face because he's afraid of him.
I am 100% certain that was not the case. I think Putin, if anything, had to be turning his head to stop from laughing into the camera.
Right.
I mean, could you picture someone less capable of taking on a savage tyrant like Putin than Joe Biden, even at his best? At his best, he was lost in space. Now he's barely able to stop drooling. There is no way Putin takes him seriously.
So what does that mean geopolitically? As the guy who looks at strategic stuff day in, day out, we have 100,000 troops amassed along the Ukrainian border. Mm-hmm. We've got a guy called Stoltenberg in Brussels rattling some rusty saber at Moscow with ill effect. We've got Merkel on her way out. We've got the UK obsessed with arresting people who aren't wearing masks. Is yesterday's quote-unquote telephone summit, is this just the prelude for him saying, okay, guys, step on the gas?
Yeah, sucks to be Ukraine is the takeaway from all that. I mean, there is no reason for Putin to not do it unless Biden's actually got a payoff that's worth it for him.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. That's the only way these guys are going to make any foreign policy is by paying people. They're already gassing up another plane to pay the mullahs, right? So the Iranian negotiations are just more proof that all you got to do is put a little pressure on them and they'll cave. You know, they reenacted the Obama foreign policy of cringing capitulation. And so Putin's going to take advantage of it. He may take Ukraine. He may take whatever the payoff is to punk Biden and not actually invade. We'll see.
So let's try and put some labels, some adjectives onto what's coming out of the White House or isn't coming out of the White House. I was doing an interview yesterday for a friend's radio program, and I look at what's happening in the last 11 months and compare it with the 8 years of Obama. Mm-hmm. In the 8 years of Obama, it was, you know, a Asia pivot, which never really happened. Then the beginning was the apology tour, America's the problem, and then the Iran deal. That's kind of it, really. Yeah. So you know, get out. Oh, multilateralism is nice. So just make nice noises that multilateralism is cool. I don't even see that right now. I don't see any vision. There's no equivalent for an Asia pivot. No. There's capitulation not only to the West and the mullahs, but also to Russia. If you mm-hmm. look at the Nord Stream, so. As one person put it on the show, and I'd like to get your reaction, they're not doing anything internationally that makes a difference in a good way, because they're so obsessed with their domestic ideological objectives. Do you think that makes sense?
I think it's fair. I think incompetence in all areas should always be factored into this, because they're playing with like the Democrat C team. You know, they were not going to let Obama's people in.
No, let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. This is something that I don't think is appreciated enough, that at least even under Obama, you don't have to agree with the guy, you don't have to like Axelrod. At least there was some smart guys like Axelrod in the building. Right now, you look at Jake Sullivan, you look at Beta Boy Blinken, you look at, you know, Rice, who's hiding. I mean, you never see Rice at all. If there's anybody who's making the decisions, it's her. But if you look at the panoply of executives of the quote-unquote vision, these are C or Delta team.
Right.
I mean, this is really, there's no big hitters here.
No, they were scared that if they let Obama's people in, he would be the shadow president, it would be his third term, and they knew that. And so Jill and others went ahead and said, no, we're not going to bring him in. Consequently, we've got the clown car. I mean, Obama's people were bad, like you said, but Ben Rhodes, weaselly little scumbag, was really good at lying to everybody.
Right, and then got caught admitting it.
Yeah.
Calling the DC journalists a bunch of stupid idiots that we can lead by the nose.
Yeah, and he did well. And that's the problem. Yeah. Like you said, the Obama team was good at this stuff, which was bad for America.
Right.
Biden's team's bad at this stuff, which is still bad for America, but bad in a different way. And we're about to reap the rewards, because people were a little bit scared to jump on Obama.
Now, you mentioned Jill. Every day we get callers from across the nation, you know, saying, this is who I think's making the real decisions, or it's Obama sending texts from his basement as he's watching ESPN. right now, I see the domestic stuff being driven by Rice out of the Domestic Policy Council with an inject into foreign policy. And then I see just a lot of incompetence that are competing with each other. And then maybe Joe, you know, shouts now and again and gets angry.
What do you
think the dynamic is inside the building?
Oh, good God. Like, you know, when a toilet flushes and everything circles the bowl before it goes down into the sewer, I think that's pretty much where they're at. And I think nobody's scared of us. You know, that's just it. There's zero intimidation factor. And we used to, even under Obama, the U.S. military scared people.
Yeah.
You know, there was just the 90,000 tons of diplomacy, the USS Ronald Reagan, you know, rolling up on your shore.
Now we've got the Harvey Milkwood.
Exactly. Yeah.
Harvey Milk. Right. Seriously.
I'm going to cry for a little bit.
If you missed it, the Screen Parade's going to cry for a moment. If you missed it, they had a transgender veteran, meaning a guy in a dress, launch the USS Harvey Milk as one of our naval fighting
Because
vessels.
We have to honor our pedophile gay rapists.
Gay mayors.
Yeah. He was actually convicted of statutory rape. So, I mean, he's just everything bad. And so we not only have a foreign policy that scares no one, the military doesn't scare anyone anymore.
Now, let's stop here for a second, because you're from Bragg. I still teach for the JFK school there. I'm getting texts from buddies, people I work with, Cadre and others, saying even in Bragg, the political correctness is getting really bad.
You know, and that's funny, because I you knew it was coming, and you can always assume that there is an element of politics that weasels its way down through the officer corps.
Right.
But you've still got the NCO corps and enlisted folks
who do most of
the actual fight. Right. and they're the pointy end of the sword. They're not buying this crap, but they got to keep their heads down. So I think we're in a situation where the military presents poorly as kind of a, you know, a grabastic pride parade at this point. But if we actually had to fight, I have a feeling it would get ugly for our enemies fast. It's just you don't want to get there. What are we going to do, roll tanks?
But you're talking about tactics. Tactics max operational.
Right.
The trouble is the guys making the strategic decisions. I mean, look at Afghanistan.
Right.
That should have been a cakewalk, because we keep Bagram. We've got space for 27 C-17s. We've got two strategic runways. Mm-hmm. But some cretin like Mark Milley, who's more interested in white rage, says, oh, we don't need Bagram. So we can get in a lot of trouble if the big muscle motion decisions are done by woke generals, and then it's the NCOs and, you know, the real door kickers who have to pay the price.
Right, and the whole concept of peace through strength requires a believable threat.
Yeah.
We no longer present a believable threat to anybody.
Right.
Everybody's sure they could take Biden at the poker table.
Could we really see, because they're threatening it, could we really see Bragg's name changed? I mean, when you say Bragg is white supremacist with tiki torches paid for by, you know, the Lincoln Project. Bragg is, you know, tier one dudes, Green Berets, guys over the fence, Delta. I mean, that's what it means in the world. Do you think they could do that?
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't they? What's stopping them? I mean, at this point, they're not scared of the political consequences. They've got the media behind them, and they simply believe, and in their bubble, which is a big bubble, too big, that's the right thing to do. So I don't think there's anything that would stop them.
All right, we've got to talk about everything that he's written. He's actually dealt with the threat of white fragility even before anybody knew what white fragility was. But in the meantime, check out his latest work, Winning the Second Civil War, without firing a shot. It's the indirect approach, as they teach in Bragg. We're talking to our special one-on-one buddy in studio, Jim Hansen. Follow him, Jim Hansen, DC. He is the president of the Security Studies Group. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real. Check it out today. Go to ReliefFactor.com. And if you enjoy our content, don't forget to subscribe for free to wherever you get your podcasts. Look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, and don't forget our Rumble channel. Free video content streaming every single day, then the best segments, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. We'll be back with Jim after these messages. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that is real, pain relief that is 100% drug-free and is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free, should be reason enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? The 3-week quick starter pack costs a paltry $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? Nothing, not even a cup of coffee. But you may be liberated from your pain. Don't wait any longer. Call today. 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. You can now watch America First on TV, and I urge you to check us out. Go to salemnews.com or download the app today. You can also watch us on Roku and Fire Stick. That's Salem News Channel, the antidote to the lying legacy media. Welcome back to One on One with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Jim Hansen. Thank so many of you. You've raised 50% of our target for the children in the Angel Tree program. These are the girls and boys who have a mother or father in prison right now. With your donations, just $25 per child, we get them a Christmas gift on behalf of their incarcerated parent, a message of love and the gospel, thanks to you. There are over 1 million girls and boys in this country who have a parent in prison. More than 70% of them will end up there themselves. Let's break the cycle. Let's make them feel a little bit safer. Let's make their Christmas a little bit brighter. If you've weathered COVID well, please support this incredibly blessed mission. Remember what our Lord and Savior told us. Come unto me, the little children. $125 is 6 girls and boys who will feel a little bit better this Christmas. Go today to sebgorka.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner at the top. Donate as much as you can or call the amazing people at Chuck Colson's Prison Fellowship on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. sebgorka.com. The Angel Tree banner at the very, very top. Okay, Jim, let's push on. Let's look at the political system in the last 11 months. And what we can predict for the future. we have, I consider him, you know, there's some real greats in America, a handful, like Victor Davis Hanson. One of the greatest political minds for me is Newt Gingrich. Mm-hmm. He said the insanity of the Democrat Party right now is a function of the fact that they know they're going to get totally shellacked next year. And they've got to stuff it all in the kit bag right now because they won't have control. It is fascinating that the arch strategist, Nancy Pelosi, is refusing to confirm that she's going to run. She's bought a $25 million house in Ron DeSantis' state of Florida. Sorry, Ron. So are they not going to try and cheat? Are they not going to be able to cheat enough? Do you agree with Newt that we take over? If we do, what happens with the rhinos? Give us your expectation, given the last 10 months, what's going to happen next year.
It's been heartening for me to see how badly the left is screwed up, and the fact that the backlash started right here in Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, our first win was turning Virginia back red, and that was massive.
Let's unpack that. Mm-hmm. My argument, having had Glenn on the show, having met him, is he didn't win it. He pivoted. He saw the mama bears. He embraced them. It was the mama bears that won it. I mean, I didn't think he was going to win. Honestly, you know, Terry, the bagman for the Clintons, I thought he's going to do whatever it takes to win it. Who won in Virginia and why, Jim?
We won. And everyone on the right won. And I don't care. Glenn Youngkin means very little to me personally. Terry McAuliffe losing means massive things to all of us because it showed, A, we can win elections. There was so much, you know, disheartenment
among
our side.
I'm not going to vote again. Yeah, I've given up.
Come on.
Blah, blah,
they're going to cheat. Right. They tried. You know, they were trying to say, where's my extra panel trucks full of ballots for Fairfax?
Yeah.
And they never showed up. All right. So we can actually win an election. It gave us a little momentum. Throw in the Rittenhouse verdict and then actually the Arbery verdict, showing that our justice system
works.
The jury system works. And we have that. And it takes a little wind out of the sails of the left. And now we're looking forward to 2022, and parents everywhere are rising up. So like you said, the mama bears and the rest who have been going to school board meetings and telling them we don't want our kids turned into socialists, they're nationwide now.
Yeah.
And I think that's gonna flip it for us.
And in many cases, people who never did anything political or never considered themselves to be political, to quote my district captain in Virginia, who's been fighting the good fight for years, God bless you, Rosie. She said she'd never seen so many people come up to her to volunteer, especially from the Asian community. Mm-hmm. People who'd never been political saying, okay, you want me to knock on doors? I'll knock on doors. Yeah. That's what the GOP didn't build, but it's happening organically. How about this response to what happened? So the great one, Mark Levin, said the following. He said, and it's kind of sobering when you look at the Commonwealth, what does it say about politics in America that a milquetoast, totally unoffensive guy, because Glenn Youngkin, I think he's a good guy, surrounded by, you know, rhinos, but I think he's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. A totally nice guy, inoffensive, barely wins against somebody who's as radical and as much as a sleazeball as Terry McAuliffe. Isn't that an indictment in general?
I would disagree with Mark Levin,
which
is not something I would do very often. I think it showed the fact that Republicans can run candidates that point out that difference.
Yeah.
And that's all we have to do. The Democrats are helping us so much by going crazy that all we have to do is stand here and say, I am most definitely not that lunatic right there.
Right.
Vote for me. And then it doesn't matter. And I think that's going to be a nationwide thing because, like you said, they're losing it. They're scared. And scared and flailing and doing stupid things. And all of that is pushing people our way. You saw the Wall Street Journal poll today showed that Hispanics are 50-50 Republican-Democrat in a congressional poll.
And Glenn took them in Virginia. He beat Terry when it came to the Latino vote.
Yeah, and like you said, the Asians who are coming out to vote now, they might as well be white. You know, they've been declared, I'm sorry, your person of color status is revoked because you guys are doing too well and you're making us look bad. And so now they're an oppressed class. They're no longer a victim class.
What was it, the New York Times that invented the white Hispanic?
Right,
remember the white Hispanic
in
that shooting incident? Okay, let's also look at, isn't it great? I don't want us to enjoy it too much, but isn't it a good sign that after Virginia, Jim, AOC says, and the squad says, you see, our candidate wasn't radical enough. Isn't that great?
beautiful.
Bring
run,
it.
Run AOC everywhere. I mean, come on. She can win in her little district. But there's not very many places she can win. And I think the more we let the radical left drive their boat, and all we got to do is keep yanking their chains.
Yeah.
You know, oh, then the, you know, the Supreme Court's helping. There's a lot of good rulings. We're going to get a good gun control ruling. There's going to be a school choice case heard that's going to change, you know, who can get money. Religious schools can get money.
Right.
That's going to go our way. Whatever they do on the Mississippi abortion law is going to make them go crazy.
Right.
And then we're just going to stand here and say, you know what?
Look at them.
We just think you shouldn't burn that places down and people should be able to do what they want.
Yeah, maybe not burn Christmas trees outside Fox right. News. That would be a good start because that's crazy.
I think that was Pete Hegseth.
Be careful there. And what about the way that President Trump played it? Because he did that distance endorsement over the phone.
Right.
He didn't come and campaign. Youngkin refused to use the phrase MAGA on my show, but he said Virginia first. That was a very skillful tiptoe, wasn't it?
And it was smart. You know, Trump is so vital in so many ways, and he's also a danger in some ways. You know, because
explain
of the fact,
that.
Because he brings out the part of the left that we want to just ignore.
He energizes the crazies.
He energizes the crazies, and he also turns off some people in ways that is difficult to overcome. It's always going to be a challenge with him. He's just that polarizing.
Yeah, I did a whole monologue on that later subset, and I want to ask you how we deal with them. But first things first, follow this guy. You got to go to Twitter. He's got a very, very solid Twitter game. Go to Jim Hansen. Oh, Hansen, Jim Hansen, DC on Twitter. He's the president of the Security Studies Group, former Green Beret weapons expert. He is the president of the Security Studies Group. And most importantly, for our purposes, he's the author most recently, amongst many other things, of Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. Stay with us for more One-on-One here on America First. All of you out there know that MyPillow doesn't have giant box stores or any shopping channels. They've been instead targeted by cancel culture, but now they want to pass on big savings directly to you. Get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with my promo code. They also have queen-size pillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with promo code GORKA, or king-size pillows, usually $89.98, now only $29.98 with my promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to actual beds. Promo code GORKA also works at mystore.com and frankspeech.com. Call today, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Welcome back to America First, One-on-One with Jim Hansen. Okay, so let's you describe this effect my old boss has on people, the crazies on the, you know, the screaming at the sky crazies, and then the people on the people on the right who, well, the mean tweets. The tweets are so mean. Somebody came up to me at an event recently at a wedding, and a fan, a conservative, who said, well, I don't think he should run because a lot of my friends don't like the tweets. Jim, I get really pissed very fast when I hear this. Why is it that our side should be living in reality? I mean, that's, you know, that we tend to be the people who don't live in fantasy world. Mm-hmm. Why do people who vote Republican say the tweets, but not look at the price of gas, or the tweets and not look at 2 million crossing the border? Are we losing, you know about information operations, are we losing the information battle on our side as well?
We were. I think it's turned. I honestly believe that since, you know, right after 2020, when things were just berserk, right? And, you know, the election was a mess, everything was bad, and people were like, you know, we're never going to be able to do this again. But now I think I see a change. I see a groundswell from our side of people who've had enough. And fortunately, between the vaccine mandates and the mask craziness and everything that Biden and his crew have been doing domestically, people are fed up. And so I think the idea of having somebody again who will fight is going to overcome that whatever, you know, pathetic reaction to the fact, well, Trump does mean tweets. Yeah, and he's also, if he gets back in office, which I think is pretty likely,
yep,
he's going to burn things down that I want burnt down.
That's why we need him. Yeah. I'm saying we need the berserker with the flamethrower in D.C., and it's got to be a lot hotter than the first 4 years.
Oh, it's got to be, I mean, biblical in nature. Bingo. I want Genghis Khan.
We need the
through.
Hordes coming down the step. All right, let's talk about the real rhinos. 2 days ago, we played this unbelievable. He knew he was being recorded. He's at a fundraiser. This is, you know, tough guy CEO Dan Crenshaw saying that Adam Kinzinger is better than everyone. Literally, he said everyone in the Freedom Caucus. Can you help me? I don't understand this because, A, his credentials with anybody who believed in America First are just gone, up in smoke. You've lived in the swamp long enough. Mm. Why do rhinos think that these kind of statements are okay? That Kinzinger, who voted to impeach his own president, is better than Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz?
I think it's the whole, I want people to say nice things about me in the New York Times, which is always the case. And then you got a guy who says that the grifters and performative nature of the Freedom Caucus. This is a dude whose re-election commercial was him as a superhero skydiving out to save the freaking world. Come on, man.
And he calls himself the legislator, right? Yeah. He separated his comments. He said, there are the grifting performance artists like the Freedom Caucus and then the legislators, meaning, of course, he's part of the latter.
I'm curious, what laws has he gotten passed? Zero? I'm pretty sure it's pert near zero.
What is, to use a Cold War phrase, Jim, we're talking to Jim Hansen of the Security Studies Group. What is the correlation of forces, the balance of power on our side? Mm-hmm. Whenever they come in studio, whether it's MTG, whether it's Gaetz, whether it's Jordan, whether it's Gohmert, the good guys, I always ask them every single time the same question. What is the balance of power between MAGA and establishment? Is the establishment just going to be with us forever on the right?
It's chipping away.
You know, really?
It's, oh, yeah,
you feel
it's going
good?
In our
you
direction.
Feel good?
I am an eternal optimist, but I think there's reason now to be optimistic. Things had to get bad enough to wake everybody up, like we talked about. Now that they're awoken and now that they can get a based response to all this, I think the idea that McCarthy's scared, you know,
But when we look at January 6th and we look at, look, it's literally MTG, Gaetz and Gohmert, and maybe Gosar, I think. These are the only people who say, okay, let's go to the stinking prison and see what's happening to these people who have been incarcerated for 10 months on misdemeanor charges. And the GOP does nothing, Jim.
I know, but that's all right. Now, that's a case where you're going to have leading from the front. Yeah. That's where you need Trump and whoever his hatchet man is going to be. I know Rick Grenell wants to go to state, but I want him to be the chief of staff. Can you imagine Rick Grenell emptying every building in D.C. one by one?
Interesting.
And just going down. I just want somebody there whose job is to fire the second and third levels of senior leadership at every one of those buildings, because an empty desk is better than an enemy of the state.
Wow. Okay. This is going to be the topic for the rest of this one-on-one interview. I love it. Let's go through the plan for the second Trump administration. We're talking to Jim Hansen. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is one-on-one. If you enjoy this, don't forget to subscribe. Spread the word. I'm on Locals now as well. It's gorka.locals.com. Exclusive content. Subscribe today. And don't forget that you can be part of this community behind the scenes. Every single day, extra content, gorka.locals.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All
on the side of the U.S. Constitution. America First.
And we're back one-on-one on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, and the one and only Jim Hansen. If you haven't done so already, please, please remember to subscribe, not subscribe, to reserve your tickets for our Stand With Israel tour. We lost our dates this year because of the Wu flu, but it's okay. We have new dates, November 30th, December 9th. 10 days with me and Dinesh D'Souza in the Middle East. Walk the land our Lord and Savior walked. We're going to go to all the key sites. We're going to go to the Sea of Galilee, to the Dead Sea, to the Temple Mount, to the Wailing Wall. Even if you've been to Israel, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. Reserve your tickets today. StandWithIsraelTour.com or call 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519. StandWithIsraelTour.com. Okay, you got me excited now, Jim. You're talking about who's going to be the players in a second Trump administration. Let me start with an idea I pitched week two of our time in the White House, because I saw the deep state was real. I finally realized it's real. They're pushing back. Senior SIS, SESs don't give a fig who the president is. They're just going to do their thing. And I said, we need 12 guys, hard bastards. I mean, just no nonsense with serious reps who in teams of two every week go from department to department to the cabinet member and say, Mr. Secretary, what have you done for the president in the last 6 days? And if it doesn't check off what we expected in the last 6 days, mm-hmm. there are ramifications. I was told that that's going to rock the boat too much, and we have the established White House outreach reps. We won't do that. First things first, what do you think of that idea of the mean guys who do the actual work of checking the mandate of the people?
I am perfectly willing for that to be me and Kurt Schlichter.
All right? Hang on.
You want to put the fear of God
in people.
I want
Kurt to be Secretary of Defense. I think that would be fun.
No, he doesn't want to be Secretary of Defense. That's a real job. He doesn't want to do that.
We'll get somebody to do that.
Somebody has to actually do the executive piece. Kurt and I need to be like freelance assassins for the administration, just going around laying waste to the people who are stealing oxygen and are total wastes of human protoplasm.
Okay, good. All right, so that you like my idea. Let's do a fantasy football of the second administration. I don't know if he'd do it. I'd love to see it. I don't know if I'm a little bit too close to him as a friend. Don't we need Joe DiGenova somewhere like DOJ?
Ooh. We have to have somebody there who
understands. So you want Rick Grenell at Chief of Staff?
I think that's the most powerful position.
Talk about some other places and names.
Well, I think for defense, I'm not sure what you're going to do there, because you're not going to get one of our team. There's not much of our team left. So I don't know. We'd have to go pretty deep there. Mm-hmm. I think more importantly is your idea of let's wipe out and change the mentality of the people who are there. Because if they're incented to be woke, to do the things they've been incented to do, it doesn't matter who you put in as sec def.
So here's my mechanism. This is what I told Mike Flynn when the NSC phone book was leaked 6 days after we arrived in the building. My theory is this. The deep state is real. We know there are actual seditious actors, whether it's Vindman leaking to the press a phone call that he wasn't even part of, whether it's that Putz, Miles Taylor at DHS, writing the anonymous letter saying, oh, we're saving the democracy from the man who was elected by 64 million Americans. So here's, you can't get rid of everybody. We have this we have this giant federal service. You can't get rid of everybody. But here's my plan. In key places, DOJ, NSC, DOD, what have you, within the first 2 weeks, you identify the incontrovertible seditious actors, mm-hmm. just two in each department. Mm-hmm. You have the evidence on hand, whether it's, you know, leaking or what have you, and on camera with, you know, CNN, MSNBC on the North Lawn or whatever it is, you slap the cuffs on them and you perp walk them to the brig and get them charged with whatever it is, Espionage Act, mm-hmm. leaking to the whatever. Because you can't get rid of all the bad guys. But if that message is sent via the media, the culture changes and people think, Yes, I do like my government pension. What do you think?
The French Foreign Legion talks about that pour encourager les autres, to encourage the others. Right. And you want to put the fear of God in. Right. They should think that if I continue my seditious or my counter-administration ways, that there's a price to pay. There never has been.
Right.
And that was one of the mistakes Trump made last administration, was he didn't listen to, I know you were saying it, I know everybody I know was saying, get rid of some of them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
and very, very visibly, that's the important thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Because otherwise it just seems like, oh, well, he's going to retire and spend more time with his family. No, right. He's not. You got fired, dude, because right. of what you're doing. And we don't want anyone else to do it. And I think that culture change, more than anything, there is no one who fears the establishment right. Trump's not the establishment,
yes.
right? And that's the difference.
Yes.
So if he starts that, then you start looking at McCarthy and you start looking at these other people in McConnell and you say, are you going to play along, right? Or are you going to get steamrolled too? And I think you start, you know, little guerrilla wars inside the caucuses and in the House and Senate and say, you're either Furris or a Guinness.
Do we have a requisite bench to fill posts? Are we building it, Jim?
More than last time,
yeah,
but not enough. And that last time it was painful to watch. Government's not our game. That's the problem
yes.
for the right, is if
right.
you're talented and smart and capable on the right, you're in business.
Yeah.
You know, and you're trying to make sure your corporation doesn't go woke, but you're doing something like that. For the left, it's a career field. They, oh, yes, of course, I'm serving the country. You know, I'm helping, you know, destroy the republic and turn it into a socialist crap hole. But they believe that that's a good thing. Our side hasn't as much. I think we can encourage that, but we're not there yet.
Who should be building it?
That's a tough one, because it's, I mean, who are the institutions
we have? Because they have the ecosystem.
Yeah, they do. And they have
the foundations,
the Soros,
the
foundations, all of it. Right. And the problem on our team is the left being herd animals, being sheep, essentially, are comfortable all pulling together. Our side, you know, eagles don't flock, you know, and so everybody wants to be the lead dog. And so each conservative institution thinks it's a zero-sum game. And if they are not given everything, then they lose and if someone else wins. And we need to change that, because eagles may not flock, but lions hunt in a pride.
Right,
all right.
Yeah.
And we need to take that mentality and support our own team and build it into a team. We know what we need to do. We need to take the country back. That's not going to happen unless we work together.
Yeah, talking of lions, dear listeners and viewers, have you voted in the Salem Culture Warrior of the Year election? This is an election they can't steal. Your choices for candidates are Ron DeSantis, Glenn Youngkin, Mike Lindell, Molly Hemingway, Jason Whitlock, and Carl Jackson. Vote today. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Culture Warrior of the Year Award. That's sebgorka.com and the Culture Warrior of the Year Award.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
And we're back one-on-one with none other than Jim Hansen. Big question, because you have written numerous pieces on, you've worked on the left's ideology, you've worked on the wokeness of the left. We're not countering it adequately. What is it going to take for conservatives to do cultural warfare well, Jim?
Yeah, we need to make our culture popular. That's what they did. Because
right.
as Andrew said, you know, politics is downstream from culture. But the problem is, we don't fight in the culture war. We've left that to Hollywood. Now, Dinesh D'Souza, who you talked about, he made a great movie, Infidel, which was actually a good film.
Yeah.
Not just a good conservative.
It didn't bang you over the head with, this was conservative.
No, it was a movie I would be happy to watch. Ben Shapiro. His run, hide, fight, I think it's called, the school shooting one. That chick was a badass. And that's what we need, is we need people on our team making popular culture and committing to that. So instead of, you know, all the billionaires donating money to make 30-second attack ads, let's put it together and let's make a movie. Because we'll win on the war of ideas, because our ideas are better. We're just not getting our ideas in play.
But you've only mentioned two products.
Yeah,
two products.
Exactly.
So are we building again? You know, we talked about personnel. Mm-hmm. Are we building the ecosystem for cultural war?
No. Well, it's starting. I think there are elements of it, but it's still in such a nascent stage because we've never had to focus on it. That's why I think things getting as bad as they did was good, because now people are like, okay, whoa, we can't have this. We have to have alternative schools. You know, we have to have all these other ways to save our kids and to change the minds of America. Because all if all they hear is the left woke message, we're toast.
All right. Last message to all of our millions of listeners and viewers across the country. If people just happened upon this channel, somebody sent them the link to this video, what is your message to those? You use the phrase America is waking up. What is your message to those who are kind of just, they've opened one eye and they're reaching for the snooze button? What are you telling them, Jim?
Get based or get rolled over. Mm-hmm. They're coming for you. I don't care. You know, you may have been thought you were safe on your couch and we got the Constitution and we've got all these things. None of that's in play. They will abuse every piece of state power, which they have their hands on the controls of, to make conservatism criminal. And they're throwing people in jail, people in the gulag for January 6th. Don't think you're somehow immune. Get in the fight.
And it is winnable.
It is 100% winnable. I mean, because the nice thing is, the pendulum always swings. Youth rebels against what's most ridiculous and who's in power. Well, who's in power and completely ridiculous? The woke left. So we got a shot at Gen Z and whatever. What's Gen Double Z? I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's like the variants, you know? I think I got COVID Necronomicon. I don't know
what it is. Gen Omicron, right? Fabulous message. Guys, educate yourself. Understand that everything is political. Why? Because they made it so. He is the president of the Security Studies Group. Follow him, Jim Hansen, D.C., on Twitter. And his latest work is Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. You've been listening to America First One-on-One with me, Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.